Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. Now, here's your host.
Welcome to Atlanta Business Radio. Stone Payton here with you. You are in for a real treat. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast owner with Alpha Graphics. I believe you got a shop in Sandy Springs, Andy's Point.
Yeah? Yes, that's correct. I have two shops, Stone.
Marvelous. Owner, Mr. Jose Jimenez. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I am doing great, Stone. Thank you. Thank you for making this happen. This is great.
Well, it is a delight to have you in the studio. And gang, I know we've been doing a lot of virtual interviews lately. In fact, I was just telling Jose before we came on air, I have a very similar setup right in my home, as does Lee Cantor, my business partner and CEO of the Business Radio X Network. But man, I was just itching to get in the studio. Jose was willing to come to the studio. He wanted to see the Sandy Springs Innovation Center. And so I got to tell you guys, it feels good to stretch your arms, stretch your legs. There's no dogs, cats, kids, dishwasher in the background. This is going to be a professional production. Jose, first question, what compelled you to take on the responsibility of running your own business, or has that always been your path?
Oh, no, this is a new path for me. I had a wonderful corporate job for a long time, and unfortunately, that job got eliminated in the summer of 2018. After thinking for a while about what I wanted to do next, I decided, A, on business ownership. And after doing some research, I learned that if you're a small business owner, that's part of a franchise network, that your chances of making it do improve. So then it was a matter of exploring which of the thousands and thousands of franchise business models it was the one that was right for me. And I did a lot of research and determined that this was the right path for me.
I can't imagine that process, because I would think that you would be inundated, even if you narrowed it down to a category, you would still have so many choices. Did you go get some help? Did you do most of the research on your own? What was that process like?
Sure. So actually, I discovered early on, fortunately, that there are folks who can help you focus on the right franchise for you. Franchise advisors, I think they're called. And I got lucky enough to connect with two or three really good ones that not only provided me with materials that I could read about what business ownership was to be about, what being part of a franchise generally would be about. And then they, using my interviews with me and some other tools, put choices in front of me that I could look at and evaluate on my own. And that really helped narrow the choices for me. I don't think I could have gone through the thousands and thousands on my own. So I am very forever thankful for those three folks who helped me kind of narrow things down.
So you landed very, very squarely within the Alpha Graphics family. So at some point you had a conversation with people at Alpha Graphics. What was that first couple of phone calls like?
I've discovered in the process of investigating this that getting into franchising is a heavily regulated activity. Mm. The federal government has an interest in it, and the Federal Trade Commission has rules that franchisors must follow when they are trying to sell their idea to someone. Well, those rules specify some things, including significant disclosure documents that they must make available to anyone wanting to buy a franchise, as well as the ability to talk to other franchisees already in the network. So I took advantage of all of that. At the very beginning with Alpha Graphics, I connected with their franchise development team, and they were very helpful at least getting me to begin to understand what it meant to be in the network. And in December of 2019, I attended something called Discovery Days, which is, I think, I believe it is required, if not very common among all franchises, where you go to the headquarters of the franchisor and they study you and you study them. It really is a two-way kind of conversation. It's like a job interview in one direction and you're doing due diligence in the other direction. I left Denver excited about the possibility, and the franchisor after that decided to extend me the invitation to join the network.
Fantastic. So you come back home to Atlanta. Were you living in the Atlanta area at the time?
I was. I have been living in the Atlanta area since 2008, when my former corporate employer moved me here.
Now, did you have an opportunity to share this great news with someone else, or was it you? Were you sharing it with a significant other, or mom or dad, or brother or sister? Or?
Well, so I've been my husband. Was very excited about this. He was...
All right, wait a minute. No. You were very excited about it.
Yeah, I just stopped myself there. So
how excited.
Let's backtrack a little.
You had a sales presentation to make as well.
Oh, yeah. So when I decided to go into business ownership, Jim, that's his name, he and I had to have a very serious conversation about this, because this is not what he... had thought we would be doing. Now he has a job, but it was more of a matter of, okay, so he had trepidations, concerns about getting into business. So this was even before
I... Hey, this is not what I signed up for, man. You had a corporate job.
Yeah, yeah.
And I could just hear
that. Yeah, so, but you know, to his tremendous credit, really, despite his reservations, he then said, okay, I'm all in. I'm all behind you. And that allowed me to continue to explore business ownership, eventually, you know, deciding on franchising and then Alpha Graphics. But before I went into this journey, we had to have that conversation. And it was good.
Yeah. Well, aren't there just a hundred moving parts when you're trying to get a new business off the ground, right? There's the regulatory stuff. And look, you don't have a business till you can go get a customer, but then you got to have some. It's almost like a chicken and egg, right? Like you try to sell a customer before. Like what comes first when you're setting up a new business like this?
So let me first. So from February of 2019 through August of 2019, my life was very interesting. I loved it, but I decided to enter into this network in a very particular way that puzzled even the folks in Denver who run the franchise. So, yes, I did sign up for Alpha Graphics, and I signed the franchise agreement in February of last year. The first, and by the way, they had a good mapped out process that I needed to follow, you know, as probably all franchises do when you're talking about opening a new location. This was the location I was opening was the first new Alpha Graphics in several years.
Oh, really?
Period.
Wow.
And the first one in Atlanta in probably longer than that. Huh. So it was interesting to go through that process. So I, my first task was find a location.
Yeah, it's good. You have to have a physical location to pull this business off. Yeah.
So location was critical. So the first, I don't know, I would say 2 months, maybe 6 weeks, it was focused on finding the right location. Now, you can imagine in a print shop that has heavy equipment, mm-hmm. you want something on the first floor.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's like page one of the Alpha Graphics manual. Get something on the first floor.
Yeah, you want something where you can actually wheel paper in and wheel big, large supplies in. So that limited things. But, you know, I looked all over the territory that I have bought, Dunwoody, Sandy Springs, and ended up liking about 3 or 4 locations. Mm-hmm. Then I worked with the Denver team to narrow that down to one. And I signed that lease agreement in early May. So that was, by then I was already in discussions to acquire equipment. And by then I had also posted for the 2 jobs that I'll be hiring in Sandy Springs. And right around that time, speaking to a great guy who does business insurance, he asked me about my journey. So I told him, you know, I'm into building this, but it would have been neat if I had bought an existing operation. Mm-hmm. He looked at me and said, well, I've got an idea for you. I have this friend in East Point who has been in his sign shop for 35 years and is looking to sell it. Would you like to meet him? I said, sure, I'll go down there and meet him. So I got in my car the next day, went to meet Chris. It was another... the best part of this journey has been the people I've had a chance to meet.
Yeah.
From every client I've had the opportunity to work with, to the people, the owners in this network, the other sign shops, it's been an amazing experience. Chris fit that right in. This gentleman had run a successful sign shop in East Point, just north of the if you're familiar with it, the Arden's Garden original company building in East Point. Yeah, his property was, you know, right there. We talked. I liked the price. But he was at the time only thinking about selling part of his operations. On the way home, I called him and asked him if I could return the very next day. And I sat down in front of him. And he said, and I told him, so you are selling me one part. What would it take to get the entire thing? And he gave me a price. And I said, okay, I can work with that. And then he asked me, I thought you were here to buy my commercial building. I said, well, no, but tell me about that. So I am here in the summer of 19.
Oh, wait, are you the guy in the neighborhood that the Girl Scouts, the baseball team, the football team, the band, they all know? Jose's an easy mark, right? He's going to buy whatever we're... You're that guy, right?
I apparently am that guy because all of... You know, it was... And I emphasize, I mean, the Denver team really wanted me to concentrate on opening the new operation. That's hard, really, really hard to do. You noted it a few minutes ago. You know, you have to get people, you have to get systems, you have to train, you have to do all of that, and you have to get that first customer in. That's tough. But I was so excited about the possibility of East Point because it is a different market, somewhat underserved by the industry. And I also thought it would be beneficial to have an existing revenue stream to help me while I grew Sandy Springs. And frankly, that has proven to be very much the case considering what we're going through right now as a country. But at the time, they looked at me like I had a third eye. Maybe four eyes. I'm not sure. But August 1st of 2019, I closed the deal on the building and the sign shop in East Point. August 30th, 2019, I opened Sandy Springs. So August of last year, I had a lot of hair. And my beard was completely black. So so that's probably more than you wanted to know. But that's the story of how I came to open or to own these two shops.
So context for our listeners, since I couldn't figure out how to get Facebook Live working this morning, Jose at the moment has a very nice beard, but it is gray. It is not black. And he's got, would you describe that as, is that a mohawk? It's like a very cleanly cut mohawk, I would say.
Yeah. So my barber saw this on Facebook a couple of days ago, and he was not a happy camper. I normally don't have something this short, but when the governor closed barbershops, at the beginning of April?
Right.
I'm like, okay, I cannot keep the hairdo my barber keeps up for me. So off the hair came. I'm not kidding.
Good call. Also, for additional context, gang, your producer Stone and host today, I'm wearing a hat. Under headphones, because I went the other direction, and I had one patio haircut from my sister-in-law, and it was very gracious of her to do that. But it inspired a new idea for me, Jose. Headphone hats. I'm thinking if you could take a hat like this and then build in like a flap.
Ah, that's good.
So look for some stony headphone flap thing. Okay. So
at least you didn't have a haircut by Flobee.
No, I did not, but I threatened to because my grandfather used to have one. All right. So you got both of these things up and running, and you started getting customers in, and it was feeling good. Yeah.
So Sandy Springs took a while to get going. And ironically, our best month was March.
Wow.
But it is nothing about the journey to date has really surprised me. I expected it to be tough at the beginning. It's an industry where if you're trying to break into it, just about every client, unless you're a brand new business, has an existing relationship. Either with a local printer or sign shop.
Interesting point. Hadn't thought about it. Yeah. But if you've been in business for any length, I mean, we're sitting here looking at, and we didn't get them from you. We've got mic flags here. We got a banner on the wall. You're unseating or complementing existing stuff, right?
Right. So, but you know, that was what I signed up to do. And I have benefited tremendously from the support of the franchisor. You know, they've been there even through the most frustrating elements of the journey. I remain in awe of the people whose expertise, has allowed me to really produce things, because this is not the world I come from at all. marketing and visual communications and graphic design is as far away from what I not only studied in college, but did professionally.
Interesting.
So I am in awe and in gratitude of the people who come through my doors to work for me. And they bring a lot of talent and a lot of dedication and engagement. And I blows my mind every single day. So one thing I do have, my friends would argue, my husband would definitely argue, is a sunny personality. So I can get out.
Hey, I'm a reference point. If you need, it doesn't sound like you need a reference. You absolutely have a sunny personality. So you have people in your shops with the technical expertise, and I'm sure that they had to meet some criteria for cultural fit and that kind of thing as well. But I'm operating under the impression that your sweet spot, your long suit, is building, cultivating, and relationships.
That's right.
Yeah?
Yeah. That has always been something I've carried. And that particular skill set has really helped me professionally throughout my career. For instance, in one of the jobs I had from my former corporate employer, I ran external regulatory affairs. So my role was to, understand the decision makers in federal agencies that regulate telephone service, cable service, internet access service, and understand what they needed, understand how our goals for policies could align with their goals for public policy. And
they were always in a great mood when you started talking to them, were they?
That's right.
That's like the ultimate customer service arena, right? Trying to have conversations in that environment?
Yeah, so it's a skill set that has, as I said, you can call it salesmanship, I guess. I enjoy people. I am an extrovert by heart, and that has helped with the sales, of course. And I am the guy going out telling everybody how great things my people do back at the shop do.
Right.
And then I convince them to do some strange project, and I go into the shop and say, we're going to do X. And then they look at me. You remember that third eye? Yeah. They look at me like that too sometimes. It's like, you told them you could do what? But that's all right. That's, we're out to help every single small, medium organization, from business to government to nonprofit, reach who they want and get some business.
So walk us through that process, if you would, and I'll give you sort of an operational example so that you've got some guideposts here. Let's just take our outfit here. Me and my business partner, we run the Business Radio X Network. We also keep our hand in the hyper-local studio business. You're sitting in the studio that Lee Cantor and I, well, truth be known, a lady by the name of Angie Shields runs it. But Lee and I are here a lot. When we're here, we have graphic needs from everything from things that we might have that we would send to clients and guests and associations and partners that we work with. But we have stuff in the studio as well. But if we were to reach out to you, here you go. We've brought on a brand new sponsor. You heard the intro.
Mm-hmm.
OnPay. Great outfit, great to work with, but we need to on-pay this place a little bit, right? Mm-hmm. There's no on-pay stuff in the studio today,
yes.
Right? So if we were to reach out to you and say, hey, we think we need to on-pay the studio, walk us through. So you'd come out and sit where you are now and we'd have a conversation of some sort?
Yes, we would.
Walk us through that.
Sure. So I know now your overarching goal, right? Your overarching goal is to showcase the brand of your sponsor in the studio. So I immediately look around the studio and I notice a wall. It is a beautiful wall that has a Sandy Springs Innovation Center logo on it. Were that absent, I would, for example, recommend wall vinyl with the OnPay brand or
wall
the OnPay and Business Radio band.
Mm-hmm.
We have water bottles on the table. We can get bottles with labels that showcase both business. Because it is,
OnPay water?
Sure.
The sponsor would probably love that, right?
Yeah.
And get a picture of, like, getting a candid shot of you interviewing you, but you're taking a swig of OnPay. Okay, keep going.
So, sure. You probably would want OnPay to have some literature available for anyone walking in about what they do. I mean, you spoke about what they do at a global level, but if they want to have pamphlets or brochures available that guests of the radio, when they're done, can walk out with them with those, so that they understand what the sponsor does. You can print that.
Well, if you reach out to OnPay next week, right?
Yeah.
As a result of having been on this show, then on well, maybe not just you, but you and, you know, 50 others, they're going to be like, hey, that's great. Let's write you another check, right? Yeah. So, I mean, everybody wins if you set this up properly and elegantly, right?
Yeah. And brand consistency, making sure that every client and prospect understands and sees your brand in multiple ways. You know, you can put stuff on carpet. You can do a banner like you have on your wall divider here.
Okay, but now we are in this conversation. For me, it's sounding a little bit like your first dive into the franchise world. Because you could just get inundated with options. And so can we expect to lean on you for some strategic counsel, not just, you know, here's my menu of 1,001 things you could put the OnPay logo on or the Business Radio X logo on?
So, yes, you can. So I started with a high level. You want to make sure that the brand of the sponsor is available. Then the next layer down is, okay, so what do you want that brand to say? One of the more interesting conversations that I like to have with clients, for instance, is that we have access through our vendor partners to thousands of promotional items. So I always ask them, what do you want that item to say about what you do, what service you provide, and the products you sell? For instance, recently, about 4 or 5 weeks ago, a bakery in the East Point area that had been closed because of the coronavirus pandemic nevertheless wanted to have promotional items available because the baker, the owner, she continues to do online presence and wants to reward people who are loyal to her online. So I asked her and I walked her through, what do you want people to use who are either using your promotional item or have it in front of them? What do you want that item to say about you? And we ended up settling on, she wanted a cake server. She hadn't thought about that, but she's a bakery. It's a baker. So, I want to have that discussion about promotional items. In terms of printed materials, again, you know, you can have a very dense, you know, trifold that has every nuance about your business. But is that really effective? How can we make that an effective piece that tells your story without overwhelming the reader?
You know what that just made me think of? I think my daughter, who is studying graphics, and she bought from her cousin's shop in Ohio for Mother's Day for my wife, this nice little legal pad, not a whole bunch of stuff on it, just across the top of it, it just says, things to do before happy hour. Yeah. But it was nice and clean and simple, and I bet you there's a commercial version of that, that's simple, clean, provides the right message for a radio studio or any a restaurant or any business, right?
Right. I mean, you know, vehicle graphics are another area where I sometimes I have chat. It's not that I don't want somebody's business, don't get me wrong, but I want to make sure that the business that does business with us spends its money the right and wise way.
Right.
So we can, you know, if you're going to design something for a vehicle, you need to understand that that's a very quick impression. You know, someone is going to be behind you for a nanosecond or two. What, you know, are they going to sit there and write down your website? Unlikely.
Right.
They might remember a telephone number. They might remember an impression or a name. But people are visual. So.
And stop cutting people off in traffic once you get graphics on your car.
Yeah.
Now you have to drive differently.
That's right, because it will be that toll-free number where people call and say, how am I driving? Poorly.
Very, not good at all. Okay, before we wrap, I want to talk a little bit about how you've managed the last several weeks. You mentioned the bakery lady. I will say I've seen signage in grocery stores and places where I'm thinking, well, maybe some of the signage folks are really doing okay right now. Yeah, what's that been like?
So in my individual story is that, you know, the Sandy Springs location is slow. East Point is steady. As I mentioned earlier, you know, when, you know, my decision to, yeah. So because those businesses have a relationship with us and so they have continued to come back. In the industry overall, the paper printing is slower than the signs. we are all kind of waiting with bated breath about what happens after the rush of getting COVID-19 related signage like social distancing goes away. I decided early on, early March, that I wanted to stay open. I wanted to keep my people in the shop.
All right.
I wanted them engaged. I was going to stretch my resources to do whatever it took to do that. I also respected the fact that each individual would have to make a call as to whether they wanted to continue to come in. And I did lose one person.
Sure. Okay.
But the rest of the team rallied. And, we have continued to do marketing, both via email and on the website, to make sure people understand that we're open and we're ready to help them. I have continued to have conversations with prospects about what signage or printing they might need, even if it is for the future.
Yeah, well, that's key, right? Somebody like you, you recognize this now more than ever. You cannot abandon these relationships. If anything, you need to double down and and really be communicating with anyone you wish to serve, yes?
That's correct. I mean, so you've got to continue to do it, and you've got to do it with compassion. A lot of these businesses, a lot of the clients are struggling.
Really hurting,
yes. They're hurting. So you've got to understand that, okay, so you're out to sell, and yes, it is a sales activity, but you better make sure that the client understands, at least at the very front, that the conditions of their business, and frankly, their own health and well-being of the individual and the employees of that shop, we've got to keep that front and center. If you lose track of that, if you lose sight of that, then I think you are going to lose a client.
That is so well said, and great counsel for anyone listening, no matter what business they're in, or if they're even affiliated with associations that are trying to serve the business community. Before we wrap, let's make sure that our listeners, if they would like to speak with you or have an in-depth conversation with someone in your shop on more of a technical standpoint, what is the best way for them to connect with you? Whatever you think is appropriate, phone, email, website, LinkedIn, whatever.
Oh, I will tell you all of the contact information. And then we do have LinkedIn and Facebook, but I don't know the URLs for that. You can probably find them.
All right. And we'll get them published when we publish this. Okay.
But if you want to have a conversation with the Sandy Springs team, call us at 678-855-7750. In East Point, that's 404-768-5665. You can find us on the web. The East Point location is www.us793.alphagraphics.com, and Sandy Springs is www.us794.alphagraphics.com. And by all means, you can always give me a shout. I am at 404-590-0190, 404-590-0190. And my email address is jose.jimenez@alphagraphics.com.
Jose, what a marvelous treat having you in the studio and coming to visit with us. Thank you so much for sharing your story, man.
Thank you, Stone. This has been great. Thank you very much.
And special thanks to our sponsor, OnPay. None of this would be possible without their generous support. Please reach out, learn what you can about OnPay, and think about talking to some of their experts if you have a need in that area of HR, benefits, payroll, because we really would not be able to share anywhere near this many stories or go into this degree of depth without their generous support. All right, until next time, this is Stone Payton for our guest today, Jose Jimenez, our sponsors OnPay, and everyone here at the Business Radio X family, saying we'll see you next time on Atlanta Business Radio.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com.